kat ema numeo, fetulu Stephen Lang kopsiao umangum frauti, ngea sanumet a auves zemarunge. Hello students, this is Stephen Lang, also known as umangum frauti, bringing your first lesson. We have many online resources for teaching and learning, however, most of these are in a text domain and Na'vi is a spoken language, not a written language. To be able to express a spoken language in writing, you need a way to transcribe the sounds first, and to do that, you need to have an accurate way to describe the sounds. That way would be IPA, the International Phonetic Alphabet. However, not many people can actually read IPA, so it is a bit difficult expressing correct pronunciation in writing. Therefore, I would like to start this series of lessons where I give completely oral instructions. Hopefully this will help some people who may be having difficulty with pronunciation. And my goal is to also help people understand not only how to use Na'vi, but how to listen for it. So without further ado, let's get started. I'm going to start very basic here for lesson one. And the way these lessons are going to work, I'll start by giving some vocabulary and then some sentences, and I'll build up on it. For the most part, I won't use any words that I have not already defined. So if you hear a word that you don't know, it's time to go back and review earlier lessons. So here we go. Let's start with a few words here. The first word is a very important word. It is a word for me, and that would be oe. Oe. That can be used, of course, for both me and I, depending on the form. I'll get into the different forms of words in the future lessons. For now, I'll give you the correct form for sentences. Just take my word for it until you understand it. The next word that I'm going to be teaching you is tse'a. Tse'a. That means see. And that's see in the physical sense, not the spiritual sense that the Na'vi have. Finally, the third word for my sentence here is kener. And what kener means is smoke. So the first sentence I'm going to give you is wel keneri tse'a, which means I see smoke. Now, Na'vi has free word order. I'll explain more later what that means and what the limitations are. But for now, I'll just say that I could have also said wel tse'a keneri, or even keneri wel tse'a, which means basically the same thing. There are three other ways to say the same thing without changing the meaning, only the focus of what is being said changes. For now, however, it is best just to stick with one of the first two forms, wel kenerit se'a, or wel te'a kenerit. I will be using the first of these for lessons in most cases. This is what would be called the subject-object-verb order. In other words, first you say who or what is doing something, followed by who or what they are doing it to, and finally, what they are doing. Now, the next word I'm going to teach you is another very important word, and that is the word for you, or what you might have learned as a second person pronoun. That word is nga. The ng sound, the ng, is like the words in English, sing or fling or clang, except that it comes at the beginning of a word. This may be a little strange at first for people who do not speak a language which has done that, but with practice it becomes easier. If you have trouble with the word nga, try starting by saying the English words sing all. That has nga in the middle. Feel what it is like to say the middle part of sing all. Then remove the sounds until you are left with just the nga in the middle. Again, that is nga for you. Now putting this in a sentence, I'm going to say wel nga tse'a, which means I see you in the literal physical sense. Wel nga tse'a. Next, let's learn another word, tep. Tep means fire, and like kener, it also starts with the ejective sounds from Na'vi, the sort of poppy clicky sounds on some consonants. Tep for fire. Next, the verb ngop, which means create. Again, this starts with the ng sound. This happens quite a bit in Na'vi, so if you aren't good at it, you'll get lots of practice. Ngop means create. Putting these together in a sentence, I will say tepil keneri ngop, which means fire creates smoke. For the next words, I'll try something a little different. This word is tefral, which means therefore or for that reason. It is used between parts of a sentence to indicate that because of something, then something else. Now another important word. This is the most common word in nearly every language, and that word is lu, which means be. In English, this would also be is, am, are, was, were, or a few other words. In Na'vi, all of those can be said with lu. Finally, another verb, zene, which means must, as in something that must be done. It doesn't have to be a command, commonly it is just a statement of fact. Now, combining this all together, I can now say, wel kererit se'a tefral zene tep livu. What this means is, I see smoke, therefore fire must be. Those of you paying attention may notice that while I said the word was lu, in that sentence I actually said livu. The reason for that is when you use zene to describe an action like that, the action must have the eve form of the verb. There are a few verbs in other situations which require this form of a verb to be used. I will cover verb forms in the coming lessons, but for the verb lu, that form, it becomes instead livu, with the eve being stuck in the middle. Again, with that sentence in two parts, the first is vel kenaritse a, which is I see smoke, then tafral, therefore, zenet ep livu, there must be fire, or literally, fire must be. Now, a few words on the verb lu. For those of you who mainly know English, this verb will likely trip you up a lot. English likes to throw around the verb be in a lot of cases. For example, I am running, or he is swimming, or things like that. It gets thrown around with other verbs. A lot of people are inclined at first to literally translate this. I'll just tell you right now that this is incorrect. English does this as part of grammar rather than part of the meaning. Many languages do not need to do this, and Na'vi is one that does not. So when you see in English the word be, or is, or am, or are next to another verb, typically that will just influence which verb form you use. But again, I will get into verb forms in a later lesson. For now, I'll just stick with simple verbs whenever I can. That said, just keep in mind, don't always translate words literally and word for word. Something you will hear people say a lot is that it's important to translate the meaning, not the words. Alright, moving on. Some other examples of lu, and a little bit more simple case, rather than throwing it in with another verb like that, I'll use it in a simple sentence. For this sentence, another new word, ilan, which means friend. This word is interesting because it starts with a glottal stop. If you listen to it, it has a little bit of a sudden onset, a little bit of a punch at the beginning. If it didn't start with a glottal stop, it would sound more like ilan, rather than ilan. If you can't tell the difference between those, don't worry about it yet. It'll come with practice. Listening to unfamiliar sounds of a language is a learned skill, just like making them is. As an example, side by side, the difference here is ilan, ilan. In a sentence now, oe ilan lu, which means, I am a friend. Oe ilan lu. Now you'll notice the glottal stop is a little bit easier to hear when it's between words in a sentence like that. You can hear the audible pause. If it wasn't there, for example, this sentence would sound more like oe ilan lu, much more flowing. So with the glottal stop at the beginning of a word, it may be difficult on its own, but in the middle of a sentence, it's not that bad, so don't worry about it too much right now. Now, in that case, I used lu with two nouns. Very few verbs work like that, quite like lu does. The reason it works is because you can think of lu as equating them. I am equal to a friend. But also, a friend is equal to me, or a friend is me. It may be odd to say it like that in English, but it is quite natural in Na'vi. The flexibility of word order here is not a huge issue. It should be clear from context which of the main focuses is what I mean. But you do not have to use lu with two nouns. You can use it with one as well. It is often used to describe things, to take a noun and describe an aspect of it. Rather than just saying what it is, you can say what it is like, or what attributes it has. So for this, I will introduce two new words. First, I will finish off what you may know of as singular pronouns. This is bo, which can mean him or her. Someone besides me or you, basically. Now, po is a genderless word. It does not really specify if the person that you're talking about is male or female, and this is common in the Na'vi language. There are separate words for him or her, but they are not typically used unless there is some specific reason to use so, or you really want to emphasize that this is, you know, a man or a woman that you're talking about. So for now, just stick with po for both he and she. The other new word I'll give you is tsaul, which means big, as in something that is of a larger size, a big stature. In a sentence, that would be polutsaul, which means he is big or she is big. Polutsaul. That concludes this lesson. As an exercise on basic sentences, you can take the vel kenaritse a example and pick other things besides kener that you may see and try saying that. Just pick any noun that you've learned and try substituting it in that sentence. I hope this has been instructional and can give you the basics to start with. Until next time, kiyevamo tewe ngahu.